fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Wow. I can't even believe I'm here. And I am attacked by so many demons, ladies and gentlemen, that technology just fails around me. So I don't know what the deal is. My Twitter feed today was all jacked up. We did not even use an external mic. We never flipped the camera. We had audio going in and out, the thing flipping upside down. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I don't even know what's going out right now as far as video is concerned. But let me just tell you what is going on right here. I went out today and I announced I was going to be doing this yesterday, and I'm going to have to finish my original report Monday because of what happened today. But I'm going around and I'm putting up flyers, open borders equals disease and death. And this was the flyer we have at Infowars.com. The headline is, "Humanity Won't Submit. Here's how you can strike back against censorship." And then in that article, we have all of these different flyers that you can print and put up. Vaccines, open borders, Trump, there's all kinds of stuff. Fake news, pick your adventure. Well, I chose the open border equals disease and death because that was something that I was obviously focused on yesterday. And that was something that, well, quite frankly, angered me because I see what's going on. So I went out to UT. And the plan was to go around UT, spend about half an hour at UT's campus, posting these flyers everywhere, and just kind of shooting some B-roll of that and some HD of that for a later report. Wasn't even planning on doing it live. And also going around to different parts of town that are busy and crowded and putting up the flyers there. And so I get to UT's campus, and as soon as we get out of the car to start the report and hang the flyers, we hear someone screaming. And we start to hear, you know, the buzzwords of the border and ICE and detention and Trump. And so we assume and know now that we're dealing with a political activist. So I'm thinking, oh, perfect. I'll fire up a live stream and we'll talk to this political activist. I'm curious what she has to say. Okay. So I fire up the live stream and we go talk to this lady. And she's protesting. And I break the whole thing down in the video. I don't have time to do it now, but she's protesting what happened or allegedly happened at an ICE detention center with some agents potentially sexually assaulting young girls. And I covered that story. I mean, that was an issue. I covered it. I talked about it. And so I went and I listened to her and I was giving her time to talk and raise the issue. And we were having a discussion on it. And then she found out that I was a Trump supporter, and she went absolutely bananas. Absolutely bananas. But here's the deal. I don't know what was going on with my feed today, folks. Again, sometimes you may have technical difficulties if you're using an external mic or a shotgun mic or something plugged in, or you're flipping in and out of selfie mode, or you're rotating the camera up and down vertically, horizontally. Sometimes you might run some issues with that, with audio, with visual and everything. We did none of that. Literally, my cameraman, Greg Reese, was holding my phone just like this, not touching anything, the entire stream. Somehow audio is going in and out. Somehow the audio isn't even timed up with the video. Somehow the video is flipping upside down. So I don't know what the deal with that is, but I would be airing this whole thing for you right now, but the whole thing is jacked up. Why? I have no idea. The funny thing is, too, it was really smooth in the beginning. And then once the lady started getting deranged, all of a sudden the technical difficulty started happening. But so Greg is doctoring up that just to try to make it presentable to the audience here on the War Room. And they're rolling the B-roll right now. This lady was so deranged. I'm telling you, I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her kids. She's probably addicted to pharmaceutical drugs. And it's a common side effect that you foam at the mouth when you're on pharmaceutical drugs. It gives you what they call cotton mouth. It's a common side effect. And when you talk a lot, you get the foaming at the mouth and you start spitting on people. That's what she did to me all day. And she thought I was the crazy one. So we're going to have that report before the end of the show. But it's unbelievable the level of lunacy these people have reached.
Yeah.
Welcome to the clown room. Welcome to the clown world. The clown world is real, ladies and gentlemen. Take your honk pill and buckle up. 3 hours of InfoWars Live coming at you. And here we are. We are in the clown world themed studio because we live in the clown world. Now, I ran into one of these clowns earlier today. I was trying to do a report where I was going to hang 150 of these flyers that we have at InfoWars.com. We have dozens of different flyers. I chose the open borders equals disease and death. I printed 150 of these today. I was going to hang every single one of them around Austin. I was going to start at UT. We were going to shoot an HD report. As soon as we showed up, one of these clowns that occupies the clown world was out protesting. Now, she was protesting something I actually agreed with. But when she found out I was a conservative, everything changed. When she found out I liked Trump, everything changed. And I called her out on all of her phonyism. Now, I don't know what made Twitter or not. Because, again, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I hate to be the total conspiracy theorist and say Twitter is literally now, I can't even do a live stream on Twitter because as soon as I do it, they start jacking the audio, they start jacking the video, they're just sabotaging my live stream. I don't want to think that's the case, but you really have to wonder when my cameraman has a strong connection and is just holding the phone, just like this, like you would do with any other video if you're recording a video on your camera phone, just holding it, never flips in and out of selfie mode, never rotates the camera to shoot horizontal or flips it around the other way. And the camera's just jacked up the whole time. The audio's jacked up. Sometimes the audio just goes out. The audio's totally not even queued up, which only happens when you switch. So the whole thing was just screwed up. So I don't know whether Twitter is directly sabotaging my live streams or not, but that's what the deal was, and that's why I can't roll the video report right now. Not to mention this crazy leftist was cursing the whole time anyway. The good news is Greg Reese is putting his skills to work right now, and he's going to do what he can. It's going to be like brain surgery trying to fix that jacked up transmission, but I think there's enough gold in there, and we're going to air it by the end of the war room here today. But honestly, this is one of the toughest things that I have to do because it comes off as something very arrogant. And I'm not doing this from an arrogant angle, but I know these people's psychology more than they know about themselves. And when I present it to them, that's when they freak out. So I called that lady out on all of her BS. I called out the fact that she's probably on big pharmaceutical pills. That's why she was literally foaming at the mouth, literally spitting on me, literally acting like a deranged individual. I called her out how she was using one story about ICE to politicize it and make ICE look bad, even though it has nothing to do with the practices of ICE and the individuals she was protesting are actually going to be held accountable if they're found guilty. And then she's out there virtue signaling as a black lady, literally saying, oh, I'm a black lady. I can say and do whatever I want. You're a white guy. The cops then come up to her and she then says, you're harassing me because I'm black. The cop looked like he was perhaps a mixed skin or something. I mean, I don't even know. And she's literally out there threatening me. She literally threatens me in front of the cops multiple times. And the cops say, no, you just threatened this individual. That's why we are talking to you right now. And she goes, no, it's because I'm a black lady. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say, because I'm not even going to get into this poor lady's psychological breakdown. I gave it all to her today. Maybe it made the Twitter stream. Maybe it didn't. Here's what's actually sad. And this actually breaks my heart. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. This breaks my heart. Is that people were walking by cheering her on. People were walking by saying she was right. And I saw multiple people walk by and they have the Black Lives Matter pin on their backpack. I'm just sitting here, I'm just realizing, like, they really think I'm out to get them. They genuinely think I'm out to get black people. They really think Trump hates black people. They genuinely do. And And the same with some Latino people that were walking. They really think because I'm white, I hate them. They really think because I'm white, I'm trying to oppress them. They really think Trump is the white devil keeping them down. And it's real to them. And I can't even imagine living life like that. I mean, oh my God, you're handicapping yourself. You're killing yourself. And it's all brainwashing. None of it's internal. It's all brainwashing. It's all programmed. And you can see it all in this poor lady. She gives out every mainstream talking point. She goes down the list of every leftist talking point. And it's sad. And black people walk by and brown people walk by and they cheer her on because she's there shouting at the white man, demonizing me because I'm white. Saying I attacked her because she's black. I literally gave her a platform. I agreed with her protest. But it didn't matter. She's a black lady screaming and shouting at me, a white man, so I'm naturally bad. She's naturally good. And she even says to the police, I'm innocent. He did everything. The whole thing's on tape. It's like, I'm telling you, the level of derangement, the level of hysteria, the level of mental disorders. This is not funny. This is not a game. I'm not making fun of these people. I genuinely have heartache. I genuinely have heartache that these people hate me because I'm white. I genuinely have heartache that they really believe. They genuinely think Trump hates them. They genuinely think America is out to get them. I feel horrible for these people. They're killing themselves. They're killing their own prosperity. They're handicapping their own abilities. And they don't care. Because it's all about being a victim. And you know what it really is at the end of the day? It's laziness. Why work hard when I can blame the white man? You know, I don't want to go and pontificate off on this. But it's sad, man. And I don't know what you do with these people. The only hope I have is that they're young. And we spoke to one young individual who came up and was in my face saying I was crazy, saying there's no disease coming over the border. And then I'm not even kidding. I don't know if it made the tape or not. Greg will find out when he's editing this. I told her the story. And I said, and actually this individual, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I think that they probably identify as genderless. I'm not trying to be mean. That's what we're talking about here. She was in the video. I'm not sure if the audio made it. I said, measles are pouring over the southern border. I cited the studies. I talked about the breakouts. She knew about that. She blamed unvaccinated people. As soon as I said, how could unvaccinated people be responsible for disease breaking out? Of course, there's no logical conclusion to that. That's just a talking point. She then said, good. She then literally said, good. She's glad disease is pouring over the border. Literally. I mean, how am I supposed to combat that? How am I supposed to combat total, full-on brainwashing? How am I supposed to combat total delusion land? These people don't live in reality, man. These people are racist. But it's all justified by the media propaganda. All of it. Their lunacies, their double standards, their racism, their bigotry, their intolerance, their misinformation. It all gets justified by the mainstream media. And so they feel empowered, even though this woman threatened me multiple times. This woman hates, she made racist statements against me. And she claims that she adopted these two young white girls. By the way, she's out there using her children as political pawns, shouting and cursing like a lunatic right in front of them. Imagine that. Imagine that. You want to talk about parenting in this country? This is an example of bad parenting. This woman is out here raging on pharmaceutical drugs, foaming at the mouth, cursing like a sailor, threatening me because I'm white, lying about Donald Trump. And this is what the left has created, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the left has created in this country. Welcome to Clown World. It goes one of two ways from here, ladies and gentlemen. Either this is what we take, this is what we accept, and this is what we live with, total Clown World the rest of our life, or we're going to have to fight back. Now, I want to fight back by free speech. That's what I want to do. But I'll tell you what, you take away my free speech, guess what's after the First Amendment, Jack?
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Go ahead and announce this right now. Here's the funny thing. I'm running around all day working outside of the office today. I'm so glad I coordinated with the crew yesterday about the Clown World set today, because I got in studio literally 10 minutes before we went live. So the crew's got the total clown theme down. So now is as good a time as any to make the announcement. We're going to be joined by a special guest in the next segment, and that is the special guest's theme music. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lefto the Clown. Lefto the Clown joins us in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to want to miss this. Lefto the Clown has a lot to say today. So that's Lefto the Clown's theme music right there. So we'll go ahead and do that tease right there. Lefto the Clown coming up. Also coming up, I've got some news I'm going to get to, but I'm going to take the second hour and dedicate it to your phone calls. So we'll open up the phone lines in the final segment of this hour, and then we will dedicate the second hour to your phone calls. I've got some video reports to play, and then Frank Cavanaugh from Full Metal MAGA, formerly the bassist from Filter, he's going to be joining us for the final hour. And so he's always entertaining and fun. We'll get into some news with him, maybe take some more calls. And then, by the way, I've been doing a YouTube interview blitz. I was on with the Hayes brothers this morning. I'm not sure if that video is uploaded yet, but check that out. I was on with Elijah Schaefer yesterday morning. I'm doing some other smaller YouTube channels in the evening. I'll be on Frank's YouTube channel, Full Metal MAGA, later tonight, too. And so, you know, here's what I'll say. I'm going to go somewhere away from politics real quick. And then Lefto the Clown is going to join us. Because, you know, they're probably going to censor me off of everything pretty soon. You know, I'm already banned on Facebook and YouTube. So they'll probably, you know, they'll probably give me the digital gulag on Twitter before long. It would be almost perfectly ironic if it was my live stream today that got me banned. Literally, I'm the one being threatened and attacked and bullied in the video, and that would be the one that got me banned. I almost want to retire on that video. But, you know, since they are probably going to ban me soon, that's the second video too, which still they wouldn't let me stream correctly. You know, who knows what the hell their problem is. Or maybe it's just me. I'm somehow a technological curse. I have all these demons that follow me around, I guess. They know how to jack into tech and make it malfunction around me. But since they're going to ban me soon, I think I'll do this. And maybe I'll even do this tonight, because I've done this before, and people always give me positive feedback on this and say it was good for them. So today, this morning I did an interview. This is after I did prep work this morning. Then I did an interview. Then I prepared to go out and do my report, hanging up the flyers, which I still did half of it. And then I did that 40 minutes of live streaming from UT's campus getting berated by that crazed leftist. Then I ran into studio. Now I'm going to do a 3-hour broadcast. After this, I'm going to do another interview. And then after that, I think I'm going to go to the gym. Here's my point. See, we have a tendency to be compliant or complicit instead of moving forward. And so I always like to do this when I have days like this, and then I can still make it to the gym at the end of the day. I always like to do a motivational message. Like, when you're at the end of your day, or you think you're at the end of the rope, or you think you're at the end of your line, or you think you're out of energy, or you think you can't do anything more, that's when you do more. That's when you push the limit. That's when you expand your capabilities. And so as soon as you're complicit internally with enough is enough for today, or you justify laziness by saying, I've already done enough today. Not to say there isn't a time for that, but the days when you don't do that, the days when you push forward, the days when you struggle forward, the days where you defy your own physiology, the days where you defy your own energy levels, the day where you defy your own potential for a day, those are the days you grow. Those are the days that make you grow as a person. Those are the days that build character. So I just want to impart that, especially for young people out there who get out of 7 hours of a boring school day and then just want to veg out on video games. You always have to push yourself further. And that's ultimately the answer to all this victim mindset. That's the answer. Everybody wants to blame somebody else why they didn't make it, why they didn't get that grade, why they didn't get that job, why they didn't accomplish their dreams, why they couldn't do this, why they couldn't do that. Quit looking elsewhere for excuses. Look internally. Did you push the extra mile? Did you go harder and longer that day? Or did you stop? Were you complicit? Were you compliant? Or did you defy your own inabilities? Did you defy your own governors? Did you defy what you thought was your limit? Those are the days that separate the men from the boys. Those are the days that separate the successful from the not successful. So I'll just impart that because I think they're getting ready to ban me everywhere. And I may just do a live stream on that tonight too. Because, I mean, politics is all great and everything, but I mean, people need inspiration, man. It's just pathetic. They don't get anything. The only inspiration people get is fake. Fake everything. Fake people on TV. Fake bodies that women will never be able to have. It's all fake. You know what's not fake? What you do in your real life. That's real. Reach for it. Get it. Grasp it. Win it. Seize the day. Carpe diem. All right, so that's enough of that. I just had a little no man's land. I was thinking about that earlier. Now, we're going to be joined by Left of the Clown when we come back, but before we do, in this short 4-minute break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us because here's the deal. They're going to ban me off Twitter soon and then I'll have nowhere else to go. You won't find me on YouTube. I'm banned. You won't find me on Facebook. I'm banned. And soon enough, you won't find me on Twitter. They're going to ban me there too. So if there's no InfoWars.com, I have no platform and I'll be forced to basically quit politics. And, you know, maybe that's what I want. Maybe I want them to totally censor me and then shut InfoWars down so I cannot have to deal with this scum every day. But that's not what I choose to do. I've chosen this fight. I've chosen to stand for truth, justice, liberty, and America. So please choose to stand with InfoWars and go to InfoWarsStore.com during the short break. Now, we've got the brand new Ultra 12. We had the Secret 12 that was a very popular B12 formula from InfoWarsStore.com. We've revamped it and amplified it. And now Ultra 12 is even more powerful. So we have an even more powerful supplement right now than the old vitamin B12 Secret 12 that we were selling, which had rave reviews, one of the top rated products. We've revamped and amplified now Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's at an introductory rate of 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. I mean, don't end up like a deranged, brainwashed leftist. And more importantly, don't put the toxic water and air into your kids when they're at your home. Filter your air and water at home so that your kids can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You got 4 minutes during this break. Get an air filter. Get a water filter. Try the new Ultra 12 Vitamin B12 at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can give a platform to Lefto the Clown when we come back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Wow! Thank you, InfoWars! Thank you so much to the War Room crew! That's my favorite song! Yeah! This is the kind of music we like to play during Drag Queen Story Time! Woo! Yeah! Bring your kids up to Lefto the Clown! All right! I want to thank InfoWars for giving Lefto the Clown another opportunity to read the news. This is a real honor, folks. This is a real honor. So I got a stack of news here, and we're going to really give you the truth, folks. Those people at InfoWars are lying to you. So Lefto the Clown is here to straighten it all out for you. All right? Thank you so much for joining in here. Lefto the Clown, hosting the War Room at InfoWars.com. All right, kill the music. Stop the giraffes from dancing. Stop the elephants from humping and crapping and adding to global warming. We got to get to some news here. All right, let's start off with this one. University of North Texas course teaches students about sexual pleasure for infants. Let me tell you, this is a great start. I'm glad that the University of North Texas is teaching you how to sexually pleasure an infant. But here's the problem. This needs to be taught in kindergarten. You see, you can't just teach the college students how to pleasure an infant sexually. You got to teach the children. How are you going to leave this important knowledge, this secret information? How are you going to only teach this to college students? You are discriminating against elementary school children and high school children that want to know how to pleasure an infant. What the hell is wrong with you? But I don't think we should just stop at infants. Hell yeah, you should be sexually pleasuring infants. That's a given. But what Leto the Clown wants to talk about now is how we should also be teaching our students at the university and in the elementary schools how to pleasure animals, too. So let's teach the kids how to pleasure infants, and why not pleasure your own pet while you're at it? Hell, you could even have the pet and an infant together. It'll be like a nice orgy. So that's going to what we're going to teach that next at the university. But we're just getting started right now. You start with the pleasuring of the infants, then you start with the pleasuring of the animals, and then you bring it all together. And then you got to do it live in front of the children during drag queen story time. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting started. You see, Lefto was right. California is overhauling sex education guidance for schools, and religious conservatives don't like it. Well, what the hell's wrong with them? Listen, religious conservatives, we're going to teach your kids how to pleasure infants. We're going to teach your kids about gay sex. We're going to tell your children at the age of 5, if they want to chop off their ding-a-ling, they can do so. And it's perfectly normal. So I'm glad you can read the story for yourself. In California, they are now in the public schools teaching your children in kindergarten about sexual intercourse and about transsexuals. So California is right to do this. And I hope the rest of the states in this great union take note from California and they teach your kids about gay sex and they teach your kids about transsexual individuals and they teach your kids how to pleasure an infant. That's coming to a kindergarten near you thanks to Lefto the Clown. And if I had things my way, I'd bring in the drag queen story hour and we'd all have a nice big orgy with all the infants and all the children, and all the drag queens, and Leto the Clown will be there to watch. What's this? High school's George Washington mural doesn't represent its values and should be removed. Well, my goodness. This is also coming out of California and San Francisco. You're telling me that George Washington is still allowed to exist in the curriculum of school in America? This guy cannot stand for. Let me tell you something right now. If your school is teaching about George Washington, if your school mentions George Washington but isn't sexualizing the children, we need to shut that school down. There's something wrong with this country now. I just realized this. You have schools that are teaching children about George Washington. First of all, that needs to be eliminated immediately. You shouldn't be learning about George Washington. No, no, no. So I now make an announcement. Any school that teaches about George Washington should now be replacing any murals of George Washington with Lefto the Clown in any curriculum that feature George Washington with how to sexually pleasure an infant. That's how we make that work. Now, no prison time for Bay Area McDonald's cashier who tried to drown newborn in toilet after giving birth. What? Who would ever suggest prison time for such an individual? This woman is a hero. This woman deserves a medal. I wish more parents would take after this lady and just drown their kids. I mean, these conservatives are complaining that we're sexualizing their children. Quit having children. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't blame Blefto the Clown because we want to teach your kids how to have sex. Quit having kids. All right. Let's shift gears here. Border Patrol rep, record number of agents are contracting illness from illegals. Good. That's what they deserve. You deserve to get a disease if you want to have a border in this country. You deserve to have a disease if you work for ICE. You're a bad person. So I hope you get all these diseases. And I hope the rest of America gets these diseases too, so that they can learn the lesson of what happens when you try to have a border. And the good news is, for those good people out there that do get the measles or whatever it is from these beautiful diseased people we're bringing in, we're going to give you a shot. But you see, some of you conservatives, some of you religious types, think that you have an exemption from a vaccine. You think you're free? Lefto the Clown runs your life. Don't you know I'm bringing in all the diseased individuals so that I can forcefully give you a shot? You just don't get it yet, do you? These conservatives, these religious types, they think they're in control. They think they got freedom. Don't you know Lefto the Clown is in control now, you fools? You fools! This is what it's really going to be like for you, though. Agency to vaccinate workers before cleaning Brussels no-go transit station. So here's the deal. What's happening in Europe now? You can't even go to a transit station in Brussels. You can't even go to a transit station in Europe without getting a disease. So here's the deal. If you want to travel, if you want to leave your home, you better get your shot. You better get that shot. Otherwise, we're going to give you a nice dose of measles or whatever comes over that border, tuberculosis. It's all good. It's all part of the plan. Oh, yeah, it's all part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. So you need to be thanking Lefto the Clown for giving you those vaccines. You ought to be thanking Lefto the Clown for opening the border. If I didn't open border and bring all the diseases in, you wouldn't be begging for a shot. So you're welcome. You're welcome. I gave you the reason to want that shot. So thank you. And I want to thank InfoWars, and I want to thank the crew for letting Lefto the Clown come on here and read the news and straighten out all this nonsense. Straighten out all this nonsense around here, like having a border, having free speech, having a Second Amendment. That's clown stuff. Lefto the Clown is in control now. So let me tell you my next agenda before I let you go. We're going to keep the border open. We're going to bring in more deadly disease. We're going to bring in more gangsters. We're going to bring in more drugs, more guns. And you know what? You might die. But that's what you get for being an American. The other good news is, whatever disease comes across this country next, we're going to have the vaccine for it. So don't even worry what comes over the border. We got a shot for you, baby. Lefto the Clown's in control.
Infowars.com/show.
Lefto the Clown has left the building. But he left me a gift. He left me a little clown hat. He also left me a clown nose. We appreciate Lefto for joining us. We appreciate you for tuning in at Infowars.com/show. You know they want us banned, ladies and gentlemen. They can't stand us. Hold on. My hair's all jacked up. It's not because I had a mask and a wig on, though. Just because there was a serious gust of wind that came in the studio. All right, just forget about it. I look like Alfalfa. I really don't care. So, you know, those were the type of segments, though, with Lefto the Clown that we used to do that would go, like, viral immediately upon release. And so they're trying to censor those out of submission or out of existence right now. And so if you go to Infowars.com/war room, Infowars.com/war room, you can download all of our content and you can then upload it to your YouTube channel or to your Facebook page, wherever it is that you want. Make them silence all of us. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to actually make them silence all of us. So yeah, you can go click on all the videos. We archive it all, the full show, the segments that we do here. There was my interview with Carpe Donctum. I mean, they're all there and they're free to share, download, share, put your own stuff on top of it. I don't even care. I really don't even care. I mean, it's funny though, because we'd love it if, you know, CNN, instead of just talking trash on us all day, actually decided to play our clips and then try to argue whatever it is they're arguing. But you notice they never do that. They never actually play our clips, do they? I wonder why that is. And while you're sharing our videos, since we're banned, make sure to tell your friends and family about Infowars.com and please support us at Infowarsstore.com. Free speech needs Infowars.com. Because when all these people get banned, we bring them on air and give them a platform. Now, we'd love to just platform everybody, but we can barely even platform ourselves right now. So we need your support at InfowarsStore.com so that we can expand. Check out the great air filters, the great water filters, the great deals on supplements. With coupon code WARROOM, you can get $10 off the Real Red Pill or the Real Red Pill Plus. Coupon code WARROOM at checkout gets you $10 off the Real Red Pill or the Real Red Pill Plus. All kinds of specials going right now. The t-shirt I'm wearing, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, that's available at InfowarsStore.com. In fact, it might be 50% off right now. I noticed that some of our t-shirts are 50% off. So this t-shirt might be 50% off too. I'm not sure actually. But please support us. Get a t-shirt, get a hat, get some supplements, get emergency food, air filters, water filters. It's all at InfowarsStore.com. All right. Before we're off today, we are going to air as much as we can. Greg Reese is basically performing brain surgery on that jacked up Twitter stream I did. And you know, the amazing thing is, as jacked up as it was still incredibly powerful and impactful. So imagine if it was actually a good stream, how viral it would go. But they wouldn't let it go viral because it features an InfoWars reporter. Nonetheless, we're going to air that. Just this insane leftist I dealt with on UT's campus today. It's really sad more than anything. Because I don't really care if people attack me or whatever, but it's just sad to see them so brainwashed. We've also got Frank Kavanaugh coming up in the third hour, but here's what I'm going to do right now. Yeah, there's my Twitter account. You can still follow me on Twitter at All I Do Is Owen. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. So let's go ahead and get those phone lines open. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we will open those up. They're open now. Lines are open. Go ahead and give us a call. And it's Friday, so open line Friday. You can call in and discuss whatever you want today. And I do have some video clips I'm going to get to. In fact, I do have some other news. You know what? You guys actually aggregate calls. I'll cover some news, and we'll play these clips in the short next segment. And then we'll put the callers on air in the next hour. Okay, so that's what we'll do. So I'll just do news blitz right now. You guys take care of the phone calls. All right, where to begin? Let's just go into this stack of news right here. Okay, Cubs alleged to threaten writers who criticize Addison Russell. Cubs dispute report. Now, this definitely probably happened. And it was funny because Rob Dew brought this to me. He wanted me to cover this given my sports media background. I can tell you with absolute certainty, professional ball clubs. Now, to be fair, not every organization does this. And to be fair, not everyone in the media does this. But here's how it goes. Either you toe the party line of the big league team in your town if you're in media, or you're going to get shafted. They're never going to give you a guest. They're never going to give you an interview. They're never going to give you a press credential. Nothing. And when you know these people in media, that's all they want. The press credential, the free meal at the ballgame, the interview and everything so that they can have an effective sports program. So, yeah, it's real effective when you do this. No one's going to talk trash on Addison Russell. Now, I don't really follow the sports world anymore, so I don't even know about this. It was ironic because the Cardinals, my hometown team from St. Louis, were playing the Cubs, and I was actually wondering where Addison Russell was. I didn't realize. Apparently, he had a situation with domestic abuse, so they sent him down. And they let him walk up to the song Beat It by Michael Jackson. So apparently it's this big joke and no one's allowed to criticize it. Now, the reason why people are talking about this is because it was the Cubs that censored this right here, which was really just the circle game, not even the scuba sign language of, yeah, I'm okay, or, you know, the A-OK, you know, sign language thing. They were just doing the circle game and they went ahead and censored that. So I'm not surprised that the Cubbies are playing like the Cubbies again and being social justice warriors here. But just wanted to highlight that. So, you know, blur the A-OK sign, but protect the individual who had a issue with domestic abuse. Makes sense. You know, I'm not really sure about this. It did kind of come and go, and the Daily Beast is celebrating it. Shocker, the GoFundMe campaign to build the wall is a bust. And so they're demonizing the whole thing, laughing about it. We kind of touched on this and covered it a little bit. The triple amputee vet who is funding this. But, you know, this is just the Daily Beast celebrating the fact that we have a wide open border and laughing at conservatives who wanted to build one. So that's nice over there at the Daily Beast. Will Sommer, real class act, real strong individual. U.S. budget deficit grew 38% in first 7 months of fiscal 2019. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, if we quit funding illegal immigration in this country, quit funding the private prison, quit funding all these inmates going into the prison system and feeding them and everything, you know, maybe we could cut into that deficit. But no, we have to be social justice warriors. You know, I didn't cover this enough yesterday, but this is actually really important to highlight. So there was a shooting at a Colorado school over the weekend, and it went totally pretty much uncovered. Because you compare this to any other school shooting, and what happens? It's the biggest story. They make a big deal out of it. They run news on it, breaking, headline, headline, headline. You never heard much about this school shooting, did you? Why? Because the two suspects were leftists. One was a avowed Trump hater. The other was a transitioning male to a female. So you've got these two deranged leftists that attempted a mass slaughter at a school in Colorado, and it got ignored by the media. Why? Because it didn't fit their narrative. Think about that. Their political narrative of destroy Donald Trump is more important than their agenda to get the guns. Think about that. And if people could just understand the power of the corporate news and how they pick and choose what story you care about and how they pick and choose what stories they cover and why, soon as you understand that, the gates open for the red pill to start pouring in all the red pills. This indicates it perfectly. If the media really cared about school shootings, they would have been making a big deal out of this. They didn't. Why? Because the suspects, the shooters, were avowed leftists motivated by Rachel Maddow's, motivated by CNN's, motivated by Trump hate. So they don't talk about the school shooting in Colorado. And then what happened? The Democrats showed up and started preaching gun control to the students. They walked out of the Democrat speeches. That's how you deal with this leftist scum. Oh, and by the way, guess what was connected to these school shooters? Pharmaceutical pills almost every time. But don't talk about that. Big Pharma pays for those TV ads.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, this whole situation with the deep state and Russian collusion and Trump and Comey and Rosenstein and Barr, really just gets more and more interesting as time goes by. You had this strange going away ceremony for Rod Rosenstein yesterday with Barr and Rosenstein glad handing. Rosenstein gave like almost an hour-long speech. Really strange. But then you have Trump calling out Rosenstein, Trump appointing Barr, supporting Barr, Barr seeming to have Trump's back. Then you have Comey, James Comey, sometimes says the right thing, other times says complete BS, lied under oath. He's doing these town halls, doing weird stuff on social media. Then you have Trump just lambasting the whole thing, calling Comey a lying criminal, belongs in jail, calling out the deep state, Russian collusion is all fake, the Mueller report even says so. So it's all kind of just a very strange shell game, I think, that's happening right now. But Comey was on CNN, and he was discussing this, and I found it odd what he said on CNN. Here's that clip.
You said it's not spying. Why do you think Attorney General Barr used the word spying, which is obviously a word that the president has used as well?
I can't explain it. I mean, the only explanation I can think of is he used it because the president uses it, which is really disappointing. He knows better than that and knows that the FBI conducts electronic surveillance by going to federal judges and getting warrants based on probable cause.
But sending, pause it. So he just admitted he broke the law. So that's Comey admitting he broke the law right there, using false information to get a FISA warrant. Should he be the one involved in that? But, oh yeah, don't say spying if it's spying. And so Comey is clearly trying to protect Obama here. Finish the clip.
Later. Undercover to meet with somebody who is connected to the campaign. They claimed he was later on just a coffee boy. That is an extreme step, no?
No, it's a reasonable. That was the guy, Papadopoulos, who was the subject of the information we got from the Australians, that he had talked to the Russians.
Did you sign off on the investigator going?
Unbelievable.
I don't remember talking about that particular step of my team.
I'm sorry. Here, pause right there. Rewind it real quick. This is actually the incredible thing, what he's about to say. Comey's about to admit that they implanted spies inside the Trump campaign, and then he says that's normal. But listen to what he's saying about Papadopoulos. He knows this is all fake. They all knew Joseph Misfud. They all knew Christopher Steele. They all had relations. They all had ties through Fusion GPS. So this is all BS. For Comey to sit here and say Papadopoulos was talking to Russians, he knows that's fake. That's not true. There's no evidence of that. He knows that the information implanted in George Papadopoulos, incepted, if you will, that was put in by FBI spies. Comey knows all this. He knows all of it. He's on CNN lying, playing ignorant. Finish the clip. Go with the clip.
From the Australians, that he had talked to the Russians.
Did you sign off on the investigator going?
I don't remember talking about that particular step of my team. I knew they were trying to see if could check it out.
He did it. It was you. Look at that crap-eating grin. How does he not remember? Oh, yeah, we don't know how we got the warrants to spy on the president. We don't know how we got the warrants to spy on Trump. Bull crap, dude. Bull crap. Are you really that incompetent? Maybe you are. Finish the clip.
Normal steps. See if you can get somebody close to the person.
All right, I'm sorry. This is the key. Rewind it 10 seconds. He's about to admit, yep, we spied on Trump. Yep, we implanted agents, but here's the bombshell. Whether it's true or not, doesn't even matter. He says it's normal. Listen.
That he had talked to the Russians.
Did you sign off on the investigator going?
I don't remember talking about that particular step of my team. I knew they were trying to see if they could check it out. That's a totally normal step. See if you can get somebody close to the person and see if they'll confirm what we heard from the Australians.
How involved were you overall overseeing the investigation? Because again, I mean, this is an investigation where...
Did you hear that?
At this point, on the
Papadopoulos... He's saying it's normal for the FBI to implant agents to get close to presidential candidates so they get dirt and information. That is such an unbelievable lie. That's why they hire Fusion GPS. Comey, you belong in jail. InfoWars.com War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Everything we do here at InfoWars.com is brought to you by you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. There's the great Greg Reese, who is investigating a clown head. We had to decapitate a clown here It's okay. It's all right. Sometimes in the clown world, you got to fight some clowns. That clown was coming right after you. So here's the deal, though. Greg Reese has already finished the report, and we're just too anxious. The crew's too anxious to see this, and some other guys around here haven't seen this yet. So here it is. I went out today to UT's campus. My plan was to do a report. I did not plan on doing a live stream. This came spur of the moment because this lady was engaged in political activism, and I wanted to give her a platform. Turned out she turned on me, but my plan today was to go to UT and hang about 40 or so of these flyers right here, and I was going to hang a bunch more of them all around Austin, Texas. It says open borders equals disease and death. I was going to start at UT Austin and then go about other popular areas in town and hang these flyers. They're available at Infowars.com. The headline is Humanity Won't Submit. Here's how you can strike back against censorship. And we got a couple dozen of these flyers you can print out. You can hang in your town. So I was going to hang 150 of these today. But as soon as we got to UT, I'm not even kidding you. We open up the door. We're probably 200, 300 yards from this individual we're about to highlight here. And we immediately hear screaming. And we hear border and ICE and children and family separation. So I'm thinking, oh, okay. We've got a political event, a political activist here. I wasn't even politically charged. I was just giving her a platform. I fired up a live stream. And again, you can go watch it. It got all jacked up. I'm not sure why. All our cameraman did was hold the phone like this. Never flipped it. Never went into selfie mode. Never had an external mic. Nothing. And the whole thing somehow got jacked around. But so what is available is on my Twitter account. It's a little rough to watch, but apparently it's good enough. So we're Greg did a boil down that we're going to air right now. But again, I approached this lady just to give her a platform. And the story that she was protesting, I covered on the War Room and made an issue out of. So I actually agreed with what she was doing there. But then when she found out I was a conservative and a Trump supporter, everything went crazy. And it turned out this woman is the epitome of a deranged leftist. It's very sad, but here she is.
What I'm trying to do is spark it up and bring it back to people's attention that, yes, I get it. Your phone is awesome and you have great music, but look up sometimes. There's a whole world going out there, and people are suffering. Children are suffering.
I actually am familiar with the story you're talking about. There were some Border Patrol agents that were caught basically sexually harassing or assaulting young girls at certain ICE detention facilities. I don't think they've had their day in court yet, but they have been accused of certain things, so that is being followed. I actually came here to do political activism as well. Now, if you like Rachel Maddow, you probably won't like me, but I also want to avoid a situation like this at ICE centers. I don't like the fact that we have kids coming into this country. They're separated from their parents. They're separated from their families. They really don't have anything. Some of them are being used like mules to push drugs, to be human trafficked.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
I recognize that you're political and you have an agenda, but you got the right one.
Well, excuse me, but I want the same things that you want. I don't want children separated either.
First of all, don't put words in my mouth. You don't speak for me.
What did I say that you didn't say? What did I put in your mouth?
I'm asking you not to speak for me.
When did I speak for you?
I'm asking you.
Okay, so I never did. Okay, so fine.
Are we clear? Do you want to talk to me? Or do you want to stand next to me and talk Because if you want to stand here, you can have this spot. I'll go to another side. Now, if you want to spar with me, you got the right one. What do you want to talk about? Because you got the right
one. Okay, are you against family separation?
First of all, you don't get to frame it your way. I'm telling you what I'm here for. I'm here. Okay. I set up. I stood here. This is my demonstration. You don't get to. You're not the author of
my
book.
I don't have free speech?
You're not the author of my book. You don't get to stir my pot.
That's I can do whatever I want. It's free speech.
You don't get to stir my pot. Do we have a problem?
I don't have any problem.
Do we have a problem?
Do you have a problem?
Yes, I got a problem. My problem is motherfuckers like you who think that you can get in my face and say what you
I
want.
I got in your face.
No, because Trump been talking about black women for 2 years now.
Really?
So I don't
who?
Have nothing.
Who does he talk, who
Trump,
does he talk
Donald
bad?
Trump.
Who does Trump talk bad about?
What do you want to say? What
well,
do you have
I,
to
now,
say?
Now it's all
what
clear to me.
What do you have
so
to say?
So now it's clear to me. My assumption
do
was correct.
Do you have something to
yes,
say?
Yes, I do.
Say it or get the out of here.
This lady,
do you have
yes.
something to say to me? Or get the out of my face. Now he approached me and he this close to getting the dog kicked out of his ass. Anything else happened, he approached me and I'm gonna beat the dog out of him when it happens. All my witnesses. Now, what the you gotta say? Get out of here
could have you arrested.
Get out of here.
I could have you arrested.
Call the cops.
You threatened me.
Call the cops.
You threatened me.
Right f***ing now. Call the cops.
I'm not going to call the cops.
Right now. Call the cops.
I feel bad for you.
Right
f***ing now. I feel really bad for you.
Call the cops. Right f***ing. See this? This is Trump people. When the rubber meets the road, pussies. 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 When the rubber meets the road.
I think you're suffering
say
right now.
What you got to say?
I think
not
you're suffering.
A god thing. Like I said, he won a spark. He got the right one. You can't argue down a black woman.
Do you want to feel like a fool?
I'll
do you
it.
Want to feel like
right
a fool?
Right now, let's keep it simple from now on.
Feel.
Okay, let's bring it down just levels. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, cool.
But I'm just it, letting you know about your authority. It will be challenged.
I haven't said you're detained or anything.
Please
okay?
Put that on film. Cause see, yeah, we talk back.
Don't worry.
We
I
talk
the
back.
Whole thing.
Black women talk back. And guess what? Because the law is on our side, we can talk back, whether you like it or not, white man. I'm married to a white man too, mother. You're not a mystery.
Now. That's just a boil down. Great work from Greg Reese to put that together. Wow. And I'm telling you, folks, there's 30 minutes of that. 30 minutes of that deranged leftist. And I mean, the whole thing is on film. I was cordial. I was nice. I wanted to talk to her. Like, I gave her a platform. I was like, what are you here doing? She freaked out. As soon as she realized I was a Trump supporter, everything changed. And doesn't that show you the psychotic nature of these people? Doesn't that show you the psychosis? Doesn't that show you the hysteria? Doesn't that show you the mental illness? I've said it before, folks. It's like demons come out of these people. You just saw it. But here's the sad thing. She's out there with her kids behaving like that. At least she claimed they were her kids. She's behaving like that. She's clearly on drugs. Clearly on drugs. I mean, her behavior alone would tell you she's on drugs. But I don't know if you can see it in the tape or not. She's literally foaming at the mouth, spitting on me. Now, I've experienced this many times before. There's the famous one of the guy in New York at the Women's March who tried to punch me a couple times, who spit on our cameraman, Harrison Smith, spit on our other cameraman, producer, Daria. I mean, just sick individuals foaming at the mouth. That is a common side effect of drugs. Pharmaceutical pills especially. They call it cotton mouth. You talk too much, you get dry mouth, you get that little spittle, you start spitting up, you start acting like a deranged individual. That's what happened to her. I feel bad for her. My heart aches that she's so brainwashed. My heart aches that people walk by and cheer her on. My heart aches that people walk by and just because I'm white, they think I'm in the wrong. But then think about all the twisted logic as she sits here and acts like she's a victim simply because she's black. And then an officer walks up to her and she says, the law's on my side as a black woman. Well, what the hell does that mean? So I feel bad that these people are so deranged. And the sick part of it is you at CNN, you at MSNBC, you, all the fake Trump hate news out there, you are responsible for individuals like that, behaving like that in front of their kids, getting addicted to drugs, being totally hysterical in the streets because they cannot handle reality. That's on you at CNN. That's on you at MSNBC. In fact, let's be perfectly honest. You at CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times and all your cohorts, you are engaged in mass crimes against humanity right now. You are invoking mass mental illness in this country. You are spreading fake news and hatred and vitriol and violence in the name of the devil across this country, and you will be held accountable. Maybe not by us, maybe not in this dimension, but believe you me, you will be held accountable for what you've done to women like that and the kids at this university that walked by and hated me because I'm a white Trump supporter and loved that deranged fool because she declared she's a black man against white men, a black woman against white men. That's what we're dealing with.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The big secret's revealed at the end of this video, folks. I don't want to spoil it for you. We're going to let it roll. But the big secret is right here. We're in a clown nose. The clown world is actually a clown nose, and we're all just living in it. And the left is just the progenitors of it. Take your honk pill. Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you know all about the censorship that we endure here. And it's only made possible with your support at Infowarsstore.com. We would have no platform if it wasn't for you shopping at Infowarsstore.com. Try the toothpaste if you haven't yet. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at Infowarsstore.com. Air filters, water filters. This t-shirt, Give Me Liberty. This is at Infowarsstore.com. Great t-shirts, ball caps, survival food, survival gear, DVDs, books. Very informative and educational. It's all at Infowarsstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the brand new Ultra 12, 50% off. Check out all the great specials, all the great products, all the great t-shirts. It's all at Infowarsstore.com, and your support at Infowarsstore.com makes it possible. You know, it's really reached a point, too, where plugging individual products doesn't really do Infowars Store justice because the store is so big now. We have such a wide variety, such a wide selection of survival gear, food, books, DVDs. I mean, our supplement selection is top-notch. Top-notch. And we don't even talk about all the great supplements we have because we have so many of them. So just go shop at Infowars Store for yourself. Check it all out. Do the research. Check out the reviews. Infowarsstore.com. Shop at Infowarsstore.com today to keep Infowars on the air tomorrow. All right, we're dedicating the rest of this hour before Frank Kavanaugh joins us, and he might want to take some phone calls with you too. But we're going to dedicate the rest of this hour to your phone calls. The lines are lit up and ready to go. So let's start with Mark calling in from the state of Washington. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. How are you?
I'm recovering. I hope I don't have some disease, some liberal pathogen from that woman that spat on me for 30 minutes today, but I think I'm okay.
Well, I'm telling you, you just made my day with the clown. Is it Lefty or what's his name?
Lefto the Clown.
Lefto, love it, man. I've been a cop for 22 years, and let me tell you, I just about fell out of my chair when I watched you do that. You need to keep doing that. That's how we're going to win this country, humor and honesty.
Well, and I think, too, because there were a bunch of cops that showed up, obviously, when that woman started going full deranged leftist today. A bunch of cops showed up, and, you know, I always see the cops around here a lot at the events I do, and I think that there's a part of them that appreciates the fact that there is some humor in what I'm doing when they're out there, so they can kind of smile and laugh. But, you know, the other part of them, I mean, cops know what's going on. I mean, cops are informed. You guys know what's up. So you guys see this stuff firsthand, and it's tough for you guys to get political because you have a job in this country. So I feel like that's kind of also why I don't know if it's fair to say I've gotten close to police, but that's the best way I could put it, is simply because it's like we kind of have to have each other's back out here.
Well, and I'll tell you, the key to winning us coppers is just being what you're doing. You're being honest and you're funny. We're going to do our job. We can't get political in uniform, but I'm telling you right, after we leave the scene, we get together, whether roadside or go back to the PD or whatnot, we laugh about it. And these are the kind of situations, even though it's sad, it makes our day with all the crap that we deal with. I mean, I wish I was there. I would have. It would have been hard not to keep a straight face.
Well, and again, I mean, it's like, what do you do? I'm just standing there. I mean, the whole thing is on tape, too. And she somehow thinks I'm the one that's going to be arrested or I'm the one that's wrong. Like, she's threatening to call the police on me. I mean, I have it all on tape. She threatens me. She spits on me. She's pointing at me. And then she somehow thinks I'm in the wrong and she's threatening the police on me. And the police are just kind of standing there watching, just like, I mean, I feel bad for this woman. I feel bad. I wish she wasn't so deranged. I wish we could have a normal conversation. I know why she's deranged, thanks to people like Rachel Maddow. She even said the name Rachel Maddow. She said, Rachel Maddow is the reason I'm out here.
I'm telling you right now, Owen, regardless of what the left-wing media says, most Americans know these people are nut jobs. As police officers, we know, we deal with the public daily. If you want to know the pulse of the public, you talk to a first responder. We're not idiots. We're not in the dark. We have a job to do. But I'm telling you, most people see the woman like this and they say, man, this is sad. This is what our educational system has done to America. But listen, in the end, we're going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. It's going to be tough, but we're going to win this fight. But we have to stay true to what the founding fathers said, and we have to win with humor and honesty.
Well, amen, Mark. What a powerful call. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for braving it every day. You put on a uniform. God bless you and your fellow police officers out there in Washington and all the police officers that listen. You know, it's funny. You know, naturally, you kind of grow up with this disdain for police. If you're an individual like me who likes to drink 10 beers a night by the time you're 16 and, you know, smoke pot with your friends or whatever. But it's not the police that are bad people. The police are good people out there doing their job trying to protect you. You learn that real quick when you grow up. And it's just too bad to see all this hatred. Again, you have all this hatred aimed at police, totally unwarranted. Again, there's bad police just like there's bad anybody. You know, but to sit here and act like the brave men and women that put the uniform on every day and put their lives in danger every day are the problem, again, it's like you said, it's just ignorance. And they know who's doing that. They know the names. It's really sad that we have media in this country that wants to see America divided. Really sad. Let's squeeze one more call in here before we take our break. Let's go to Nell in New York. Go ahead, Nell.
Hi. Huh?
I'm kind of just curious on this conversation now. Like, what am I listening to? This is not English. We've gone to a caller now. They have the phone up. I have no idea what's going on. Hello, Nell.
Hey, Owen. What's going on?
Hello, Nell. Hi. We were just listening to your conversation. I hope it wasn't too private.
No. I was just talking to one of my good old coworkers here. I'm just calling because I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and recently, ever since, I say, started 2017, ever since Trump been into office, it's been kind of difficult just to enjoy the show. It's like they're going into my phone, and they're playing my music while the show is playing, and it's so weird. I don't hit my music. I haven't played music. It's always a random song, and it's like I'm just trying to enjoy the InfoWars show, trying to enjoy the war room, you know what I mean?
And well, here's like, what I figure. If you were one of these activist leftist and you had any ability to, you know, fool around or muck up communications between conservatives, you would use every tool you have. So I wouldn't doubt at all if you have radical leftists that have access to get into your phone or whatever trying to jack stuff up. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like, I work in the car business and I'm always driving, and sometimes I even see, like, every time it's weird. I'd be listening to InfoWars show while driving sometimes. It'll buffer us. I have full bars, so I don't understand why it's buffering. And then out of nowhere sometimes, I'll even get like the occasional NYPD behind me, like, hey, you know.
Well, let me just say this too, Nell. We got to go to break. Thank you so much for the call. Let me just say this again. I mean, I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but folks, be careful what you're sending on your phone because they have access to all of it.
Infowars.com/show.
Take your honk pill, Savannah. Take the honk pill. This is a real headline. I'm not joking with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding you. Caitlyn Jenner to pose nude for Sports Illustrated cover. Oh, yeah. That's one way to show your patriotism. Caitlyn Jenner is reportedly posing nude for the cover of Sports Illustrated, wearing nothing but an American flag and her Olympic medal. Honk, honk. Oh, my God. Let's go. go to the calls. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Victor in California. Victor, are you pumped to see Caitlyn Jenner nude?
Oh, man, that's crazy, Owen. I can't believe that. I don't want to see that.
Oh, my goodness, Victor. Okay. What did you call in about?
I saw you live when you were doing your Periscope, talking to the crazy racist leftist who was assaulting you. And that was just ridiculous. Obviously, she was severely mentally ill and needs to be in a mental institution. And she's a racist, too. And I feel really bad for her kids. I mean, she was really obviously abusing her children. Her little girls were standing there, and she was cursing in front of them, yelling like a maniac. Somebody needs to report her to Child Protective Services. Her kids should be taken away. I mean, that's child abuse.
Well, let's be honest about this. We've had cases of much less with CPS getting involved. I covered a case where there's a father who doesn't want his, I believe it was a four-year-old boy. We had him on air. His four-year-old boy to start taking sex change therapy because a father didn't want that. They threatened to take his kids. I mean, this is the clown world, Victor. But yeah, but she's out there. Exactly. She's out there. I mean, parenting, like you could get down to it, honestly. Parenting in this country is probably the biggest issue, quite frankly. Because if you raise your kids the right way, you could get rid of so many of these issues, honestly. And I feel bad for that lady's kids. I'm not trying to say anything about those innocent children. But like you said, she's out there acting like a lunatic, screaming, shouting, cursing, engaging in racist commentary right in front of her children.
That's unbelievable. It's definitely child abuse. And I was outraged when I saw that. And these people are just crazy. Like you said, they need to be locked up. They really need to be locked up. And one more thing I was going to mention, I want to buy a lot of items from the InfoWars store, but I don't use credit cards. I pay for everything with cash, and there are a lot of people who use cash only. Is it possible to have some kind of an order form that we can download, fill out with the items
you
want?
You know what? Actually, Victor,
with cash?
Yeah, Victor, I don't have a direct answer for you. However, I do know the people that do. We have customer service here, and I believe we've had this issue addressed before, so my guess is we already have a solution. I just simply don't know your answer. But, guys, can we what is the number for the InfoWars store hotline? 1-888-253-3139. So what I would do, Victor, is I would call this number 1-888-253-3139, 253-3139. Call that number and make your request, and I'm sure that they will have the answer or perhaps already the solution for you. So that's what I would do, Victor.
Very much, Owen. Keep up the good
work. Thank
you
so much. Absolutely, Victor. Thank you so much. And I mean, look, I'm getting more and more motivated to do stuff now. You, the audience, always supports us. But I mean, it's like I can't even go out anymore without having some sort of crazed liberal act like a lunatic in front of me. I don't know. What is it, man? This is just it's just insane. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Brett calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Brett.
Yes. Hello, Owen. How you doing?
I'm okay. Go ahead, Brett.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I just had a suggestion. You know, maybe we're going about this the wrong way with going out and facing these crazy social justice warriors. It's like, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing social justice, you know, warring. Maybe we should be, you know, more of like moral justice, you know, teachers for maybe, you know, the youth of this country, because that's where this is all starting. You know, my son's going to be in school here the next year. You know, I'm actually really looking forward to being a coach and being, you know, being there in that school to maybe show kids, you know, how to toughen up and how to, you know, find a moral compass in life and to fight addiction, this thing, this false word.
Well, I would respond to you like this, because I'm not really sure the whole playing the role of moral police works, because just reality and common sense don't really work with these people. I think the answer is, you know, because here's what happens. These leftists, these liberal activists, they have no fear, they have no shame. So they eventually get control of all the local school boards, and then they dictate the curriculum, and then they're literally teaching your kids how to give blowjobs and use condoms in kindergarten. I covered that story. That's not a conspiracy theory. They're literally doing that. They're doing drag queen story hour. So I think the answer is for concerned conservative parents is to actually show up at these PTA meetings, to actually show up and confront these leftists when they're implementing this brainwashing curriculum on the youth. And I would record it too. I mean, I'd make it a social media campaign. And that's kind of a new age thing that a lot of parents just don't really know about or aren't into. So it's harder to do that. I do happen to know there is one working behind the scenes right now. People will learn about that quickly. But I think that's the answer, Brett. I think it's time for conservative parents to not take the sidelines anymore, but to get right in these leftist parents' face and say, no, you're not going to brainwash my kids anymore with your leftist garbage.
Yeah, and you know, in the schools, you know, these people can't really act the way that they would act outside, you know, on the street, like in a political, you know, thing. And I think that's going to show true colors, and people will start standing up and start maybe becoming parents to their children instead of having.
Yeah, exactly. The parents either don't know, or they know and they just don't want to ruffle the feathers. And so they kind of take their kids aside after class or after school or whatever and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. You're being brainwashed. No, it's time to save the schools by taking action. Thank you for the call, Brett. Let's take another call here before we go to break from Joe in New York. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got a breaking story. In New York, they put in new scanners for a possible chip on the buses now. I didn't believe it until I got on the bus and saw this. And since I saw it, it's just gotten worse and worse.
So it's like they're taking the Metro Transit card and they're saying you can put a chip in yourself instead?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, I don't believe I've seen that. This must be new. I'm not surprised.
New.
I mean, that's what we know. That's what they're going to do. They're going to make it like a trendy convenience thing before they bring in the total mark of the beast.
Well, you know, they're saying, oh, you can use your smartphone. And then they changed the story and they said, oh, we can do it with chips. We can do it with your credit card. I'm like, all right. So like when I saw that, my wife actually came up to me and was like, what's that thing? I looked at her. I'm like, I hate to say it, but they're pushing the chip. And she's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, as a New Yorker and, you know, trying to waken up most people, it's like, oh, my God.
Well, and it's going to be kind of like this. I mean, look at the cell phone. This is an amazing tool. The cell phone is a great tool. What technology, amazing advancements. But look what it's done to our humanity. Nobody can read a map anymore. Nobody can do math anymore. Nobody even knows how to do proper photography probably anymore. You don't talk to people in real life. You have an addiction to your screen. You need your social media for dopamine hits. And so that same thing for, oh, it's convenience, technology advancements. That same thing is going to happen with the new microchips, and they're going to say, oh, it's just to get in your apartment. Oh, it's just to protect you from somebody else using your gun. Oh, it's just to conveniently hop on the train and just flash your wrist. Oh, but then what happens? Oh, your chip isn't working, and now you can't get on anything. Or, oh, your chip is starting to malfunction, and you're going to need a new one. Now you're going to need surgery. Oh, as soon as you get born, we have to put a chip into you just to get you on the social credit system. That's where it goes. Real convenient.
Infowars.com/show.
And this shocking footage is even more painful when you see the albatrosses of CNN and other MSM outlets cheering on the rape. In fact, it's been found that these systems actually direct the monstrous seal, Zuckerberg, against the free speech enemies and anyone that tries to not submit. But most sad of all, is other penguins in the independent media simply looking up into the sky and ignoring the vicious rape of their own freedoms and birthright taking place right in front of them. After enduring over an hour of the assault, our dear penguin finally succumbs. But one more vicious insult is heaped upon its broken body by CNN as its identity is stolen, gobbled up and devoured, and uses a straw man to attack other penguins.
This is CNN.
That's the Clown World, the Clown News Network, over there at CNN. It's funny how they all watch InfoWars, though. You ever notice that? They all watch InfoWars. You'd think they'd get it by now. But when you have hatred clouding your vision, you kind of struggle, don't you? All right, we've got callers lined up and ready to go. We're going to keep taking your calls. Frank Kavanaugh joins us in the next hour. Let's go to Matt calling in from Georgia. Go ahead, Matt.
What's going on, Owen?
Well, Matt, Owen. I've got these crazed leftists in this country that are so deranged right now. I just don't know if there's any hope for them.
We got to just pray for them, man, I guess. I don't know what else to do with them.
Sorry, I couldn't understand you.
I said we just got to pray for them. I don't know what else to do with them, man.
Yeah. Well, I tried. I literally said a prayer for that lady that I was talking to at UT today. I literally prayed, and she started going crazy when I did that. So,
yeah.
The devil doesn't like the prayers, Matt. The devil hates prayer. No doubt about that. Yeah, the devil comes right out.
It wakes the demon up. It wakes the demon up in them.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I'm a trucker here, man. Any truck drivers listening, I've talked to y'all at truck stops, so I know y'all are on the air listening right now. If you don't have brain force in your truck, and turbo force, listen, you don't have to try to pile in these overcrowded truck stops. Get you some turbo force and pop that baby into a bottle of water.
Matt, let me ask you a question. I'm actually curious about this because I could imagine, I mean, truckers, you guys work long hours driving on the road. Do truckers consume a lot of energy drinks and like the focus pills they sell at gas station? Do you guys consume a lot of those?
Yes. And there's, so
I think, you know what, Matt, I think you're a genius, Matt, because I think what we may do, what if we did a trucker's special combo pack, which was Turbo Force and Brain Force?
No, I keep Turbo Force, Brain Force, and I keep protein bars in my truck. And if you're a trucker out there listening to this, then if you don't have it, then shame on you. You're missing out.
And you guys got to deliver the goods. I mean, if we don't have the truckers up and working hard, we're not going to have food on the table.
Yeah. And those three products, it'll keep you out of those overcrowded truck stops. I'll tell you that. Because all that garbage energy drink, man, ain't really worth nothing.
No, and just the sugar content alone in the energy drinks can drag you down. We don't have all that sugar in Turbo Force, so you don't get that crash.
It's amazing. And then the Brain Force, I take the Brain Force when I wake up in the morning, and just my focus on the road, man, I'm just like zoomed in on every little aspect of the road, man. I'm like the best defenseless driver. You know what I mean? Like it's. I hear you, man.
I'm the same way in the morning. Yeah, I'm the same way. Sometimes in the morning, it takes me a while to get going, but if I hit the Brain Force, I can kick it right into high gear.
Man, those are my three favorite products, man. And then, peanut butter chocolate. I got two boxes in my truck right now. If I can't get into a truck stop or somewhere to get some food, man, I crack me open one of those babies.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for your support. And I just want to say this, too, because here's the thing. We are totally listener supported. There is not another news organization in the world like us here at InfoWars, and it's people like Matt that make it all possible. But I got to say, Matt, when you guys call in and talk about our products, it means everything to us because it's the fact that you like our products and continue to support us makes everything possible. But I want to make something clear. We don't stage people to call in. I mean, we take calls, open phone lines. We don't screen the calls. People call in and talk about our products all the time because they're great. If you listen to other programs and you hear people call in or do these kind of aside plugs, that's like all staged. This is all organic. I've never met Matt. Nobody told him to call and say this. It wasn't even on the board. In fact, he just says he wants to call and talk about censorship is on the board. So, Matt, thank you so much for your kind words and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So you said you wanted to talk about censorship today. What's on your mind?
You know, I'm out on the road for 2-3 weeks at a time, man. I listen to y'all every single day. I eat, live, everything is InfoWars, man. And I listen to David Knight in the morning, Alex Jones. I listen to you, and it's just amazing, man. And I was on my home time over the weekend, last weekend, and I was sitting off in the woods, man, in my backyard. I just started tearing up, man, like not sob crying. I just started tearing up because, like, I got two kids, man, and just the way this country's going, like, I can't even it's just pathetic that they let all these rappers who talk about shoot them up and you know, screw this girl and whatever, just be, and they let these people be on YouTube making these crazy rap videos. But I can't,
yeah, you know, that's a good point. All these rap videos are on YouTube. That's a great point, Matt. I mean, because I've thought about doing this as a troll thing, just tweeting out rap lyrics until they ban me. But they're all on YouTube. I'm banned from YouTube. You can go up and pull up 100 rap songs that talk about beating women or raping women or pimping women or pushing drugs or killing cops. That's all allowed.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like Mark Zuckerberg is behind center, and he has Hitler's playbook slapped on his wrist, and he's reading straight out of it. A lot of people forget Hitler was the same one who was burning down the libraries, burning down the magazines, the books. He didn't want any other information or ideology to get out besides his. And that's exactly what Mark Zuckerberg's doing. And it's just pathetic, man. And just the way this country's going, man, it's just, I just feel bad for my kids, man. I'm not bringing any more in this world.
It's definitely a challenge. And I don't have kids, but I can imagine how much more real it gets when you do see your lineage right there about to, you know, take on the future that we're seeing. But I mean, we're going to keep fighting. Hopefully it's better for them in the future, but man, not if we don't do something about it. That's for sure. Under the current trends, it's not good. And a lot of people are starting to see that too, Matt. And I think that's kind of the key too. And I think that's kind of another level of the censorship, is they don't want people to see how out of control the left has gotten in this country. Most Americans are still kind of busy or distracted and don't really see what's going on. We're highlighting it here every day. When the average American sees what these people are up to, hears what James Comey says about spying on Donald Trump, sees and witnesses what that leftist did today at a UT campus, man, the average American gets the survival instinct real quick, and they don't want that. They want Americans docile, distracted, and spiritually dead, but we're not yet, Matt. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Let's take one more call before this final break here in the second hour from Brayton calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Brayton. Do we have Brayton?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm just letting y'all know, big supporters of InfoWars, me and my niece, Katrina Allen. She got the biggest, you know, heart and everything for y'all. She said her goal is to meet Owen Troyer by the time, you know, whenever. I don't know, whatever. She said that. Just now.
Well, hey, I'm going to be out at the Planned Parenthood on 7th Street here in Austin, Texas on May 26th. We're protesting taxpayer funding of abortion on May 26th, Planned Parenthood on 7th. Come on out.
Yes, sir. We'll try. But no, what I was going to talk about today is that I have my, you know, I Stand With Trump shirt, the one that y'all have on InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
Somebody saw my shirt today, and they're like, I can't believe he stands with that just straight up going, you know, psycho and everything else. And then when I got in my class, everybody, or not everybody, but there was a fella, he was like, oh, he goes, I can't believe you support that racist MF and all kind of stuff. And he was telling me he was going to kill the president of the United States and all kind of stuff. And they want me to believe that, you know, it's okay for them to say all that, but I can't wear my I Stand With Trump shirt and, you know, not take criticism.
Oh, dude, I went out. And we're going to have to release this report Monday, because I didn't have time today because of that deranged leftist. But dude, I was putting up these flyers right here, and you'll see the report Monday, but I can staple them. They have like these big message boards where people promote stuff. I was stapling them, putting them up. People would walk by and laugh at me. Like, I'm some kind of a joke because I'm informed and I don't want disease pouring over the southern border, and I don't want to be forced to take a vaccination. Whether or not I need it to prevent a disease or not, I don't want to be forced to take it. And they laugh. It's like open borders is bringing in disease and death. And I'm like, hey, we've got disease and death and drugs and guns and violence and rapists and everything pouring over the southern border. And they, ha, 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 what's wrong with you, weirdo?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, now I'm about to play this video of something that's happening in Los Angeles today, not because I'm trying to scratch a sports itch that I have, But because I want to make an analogy as to why we're in these dire straits in America, why all of these issues are coming to the front now, and it's like, how did we get here? Why is this happening? Well, it's because of what you're about to see right here. So, just to give a little background, I don't know how deep I want to go, but LeBron James went to the Los Angeles Lakers in the offseason, and a lot of smart minds are saying he did it so he could start doing movies and recording out there in LA and start making even more money, which is kind of accurate. And so there's a whole thing about LeBron, how he left his hometown of Cleveland to go win a championship with a roster that he didn't have to carry. And then he went back to Cleveland, and then he got carried, and then he left Cleveland when things weren't easy anymore. So there's that whole backstory. And so there's kind of this, like, LeBron is this polarizing basketball figure, basically. So he goes to L.A. last year, and the Lakers are supposed to be great, and they make all these moves, and the L.A. Lakers suck. They totally flop. And LeBron is out of the postseason. He's playing like a bum. He's no good. So today, the Los Angeles Lakers fans had a protest outside of Staples Center because LeBron didn't bring him a championship, I guess. And so I want to play this clip, and then I want to explain how this is the epitome of why we got to where we're at. So look at what happened outside of the Staples Center today.
My uncle had Magic. My older brother had Kobe. I have LeBron. He's brought me nothing. A change needs to happen right now. Get bus out of here. They're too incompetent for this city, and we don't want it anymore.
So you have a whole, and see if you can find other B-roll and stuff. That was just a little thing. A bunch of Lakers fans are protesting outside of the Staples Center because LeBron didn't win him a championship. So again, I mean, whatever you think about LeBron, he's there 1 year. The team sucks. There's nothing he could do. That roster is a joke. And so, I mean, look, I'm into sports. I told people before the season started that we're high on the Lakers. In fact, we got a couple guys in here that are Lakers fans. I told him, I was like, dude, the Lakers are bum. He got excited. They go on a win streak. I said, no, the Lakers are bum. But so anyway, so there's this instant gratification like, oh, we got LeBron. We should immediately win a title. No, that's not how anything works. So you have an example of the instant gratification society. But here's the real issue. You have grown men. These are grown men protesting a basketball player. A basketball player. Grown men are protesting that a basketball player has not delivered anything for them. I mean, you heard it. My dad saw Magic. His dad saw Chamberlain. I get LeBron. He got me nothing. LeBron gave me nothing. What is wrong with you, dude? LeBron is supposed to give you, LeBron is supposed to deliver you? Is LeBron supposed to impregnate your wife too? Is LeBron supposed to raise your kids? Is LeBron supposed to brush your teeth? Is LeBron supposed to wipe your ass? What, are you going to complain because you got a dirty ass? LeBron didn't wipe your ass for you? It's this crazy arrested development. And I've been there. So I get it. But I'm telling you, you have grown men protesting a basketball player because he didn't win him a championship. Regardless of how insane that is, he's only been there for a year and the team sucks. The point is, these grown men are more concerned over a guy that plays with balls for a living. Grown men are more concerned over men that play with balls, men that play sports, men that play child's games professionally, men that play games, they're more concerned with games, literal games, than they are their real life. So you want to know why we have disease pouring over the southern border? You want to know how we got all this government corruption? You want to know how we have all these issues? The debt, the schools, the school debt, all of it. Because grown men care more about a man playing with balls than they do their own life. Grown men go out and have a protest because their sports team isn't delivering for them. So if LeBron James doesn't impregnate your wife, raise your kids, brush your teeth, and wipe your ass, you go protest in LA. Here's an idea. Live your own life. Grow up. Grow up. Look around you. Basketball's not the problem. We are in the final hour of the InfoWars.com War Room. brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's been a loaded broadcast. We've got Frank Kavanaugh, who started Full Metal MAGA, about to join us. The founding member of his band, Filter, that kicked him out because he was a conservative. He's going to join us in just a minute. Before we bring him on, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsors. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We don't have big pharmaceutical companies buying up ad buys. We're not allowed on Google Ads. We're not allowed on social media. All we have is you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got good specials going on right now. 50% off the brand new vitamin B12 supplement Ultra 12. 50% off the ultimate bone broth formula at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the daily combo support pack. With a purchase of BrainForce Plus, you get a free bottle of Knockout. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great specials. $50 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system. $50 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system. How is that not worth it? How is that not worth it to have clean air and clean water in your home? It's a no-brainer, folks. Get the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system from InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system from InfoWarsStore.com. It's a no-brainer. Don't drink toxic water. Don't breathe toxic air in your home. It's a no-brainer. Get the air filter. Get the water filter. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Do the research for yourself, and you will have zero doubts that you should have been filtering your water and your air the entire time. Thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Frank Kavanaugh is with us now. FullMetalMAGA.HomesteadCloud.com is where you can share your music with Frank and Full Metal MAGA and get it featured on his podcast. @full_MAGA is the Twitter handle where you can also submit your work to him. And so he joins us now. Well, Frank, I don't know if you've been tuned into the show today. We've had a pretty wide variety of news to cover, but what's on your mind?
Owen, thanks for having me back. The United States of Absurdia is what we live in right now. Can you do me a favor? What's their clown's name again? Lefty or leftist?
Lefto the Clown?
Lefto the Clown. You got to get with Mike Judge and do some skits. Just like Idiocracy, where Lefto's the president, or AOC or something. Because we are living in the land of absurdity. The only way we are winning, but how we're going to just crush the left is through comedy like that. Because it is just so absurd, Clownville, that people are just, I got a lot to tell you about Full Metal MAGA, but people are just, everybody across the board, not just conservatives, are now being affected by the AI censorship, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And what they've done is they've gone nuclear. They've done in the technology info war, they just dropped nuclear bombs where there's forever they're going to be known for doing this, like the United States dropped bombs on Hiroshima. We're the only country in the world that did that. They did something that's unprecedented in the history of the world. When you have someone who has the power over 2 billion people shutting down specific non-entities, these people are now non-person. It's great to be alive right now because this is so historic, but it is the United States of Absurdia.
Well, and I think you're right, because here's the thing. We can try logic and reasoning and facts and I mean, basic science, biology, whatever it is with these people. They don't hear it. They are not interested. So it's almost like extreme sarcasm, extreme irony aimed at them in the vein or in the taste, in the flavor of comedy. It's like the only thing we can do. And because how can they not see how absurd they are when I put on a Lefto the Clown mask and I literally say everything that they actually think and believe and say? Like, how can they not see that and look in the mirror and say, my God, look what I've become. I'm an abomination.
Oh, and I'm going to have to send you this. My family has been dairy farming for over 100 years, but it's a trophy.
I'm going to get you. No, hand it to me. Can you? Can you hand it to me digitally? Let me see if I can just, I want to reach over and grab it right now. What is this? Why isn't this working? I can't get it. That's amazing, though.
When you did that, the skit where you dressed up like a clown, it's like there's hundreds of people there. They're trying to be so serious. We're all so outraged about this. And here you come along in a clown suit and you're like, do you understand that you're just so absurd?
Frank, do you think maybe this is what I should do? Should I actually go as Lefto the Clown to a college campus?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Who is that country guy? There was a country star years ago who had like an alter ego that he was like a goth rocker back in the 90s. You should totally start a separate thing where you're left.
Wait, hold on a second. What was his name?
I forget his name.
Garth Brooks was who? Chris Gaines. Garth Brooks was Chris Gaines.
Yes. But it would be great if you did left, though. That would be funny.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll go onto a college campus as Lefto the Clown and see what happens.
Why not? I mean, I've been watching all day, and I watched that lady that you were talking to with her kids and how outraged she was. And she was out there to proclaim a message, and she got taught a lesson. And they don't want to be told that they're wrong. How you handled yourself where you were just totally calm like that, that's how at this point I think we have to be. Because it's like after the Civil War, in the 1800s, we had to come back together as a nation. And after this is all said and done, we're going to have to come back together as a nation. And that's what Full Metal Mag is all about, is trying to bring all of us back together. But back to the land of Absurdia, the United States of Absurdia and Lefto. If we all do that, if we're not so serious and we just are kind of, we poke fun at the absurdity of it with irony, with sarcasm, that's what is going to change this whole thing. That's what's going to change people's mind. They say that they own coolness and art in Hollywood, but they don't. The underground now, the punk rock, is libertarian conservatives. That's what it is. I want to let you know, Owen, that we got a new website. It's fullmetalmaga.net. And
okay, that's good. Yeah, you guys needed to get that new website. So fullmetalmaga.net.
It's fullmetalmaga.net, and I'm going to be transferring all the bands that are on that old website onto the new.
Let's talk about that. We're going to go to break here. So let's talk about the new website, fullmetalmaga.net, on the other side, and all the developments that you have going on with Full Metal Maga. Very exciting over there. But let me just make this final statement to kind of put a bookend on this conversation. I'm a bit, I guess you could say, crazed, and so I do the Lefto the Clown bit, and I'm good at that, and it's fun. But here's what everybody can do. Not everybody can put on a mask and be entertaining and be crazy like me, and that's fine. But here's what everybody can do. You can go out to a college campus, or you can go out to a local, public square, or, just in the middle of the town in a city, a big city, and just wear a Trump hat or wear an InfoWars shirt or something, and just stand there with a camera. And then when people come up and they act like that deranged lady did, just stand there and take it. Just smile. Just pray for her. Say, I like you. I'm on the same team. And just let them be insane. And if you go out with that, in mind, and you go out with that consciousness, and you can center yourself and focus on patience, you can go out and do this. And I think that's a powerful video that any American can do. Just go out in a Trump hat. You don't have to be politically loud. You don't even necessarily have to have a message. You don't have to do some big, get up or some skit. You just have to stand there. Just let them come after you. Let them be hateful to you. Just let them expose themselves to who they really are, and then show the world. Just show the world. Be like, okay, here's the people that want the open border. Here's the people that hate Trump. Is this what you want?
Infowars.com/show.
We're in the clown world. Take your honk pill. This is the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. My guest is Frank Cavanaugh. Frank has a great story because in the 90s, Frank was part of a popular band, Filter. He was one of the co-founders, the bass guitar player, a true rock star. He left the rock and roll dream to join the military, did his patriotic service to America. Some other members of the band, specifically the lead singer, got quite political, said some things, negative things about Alex Jones and InfoWars, started coming out about negative feelings about Donald Trump. And so that's when Frank Cavanaugh decided he wasn't going to filter his own opinions anymore. He was then excommunicated from the band, but that's okay because he wants you to start the band now and then share it with him at FullMetalMAGA.net, where he will then promote your music. So FullMetalMAGA.net is the new website. Frank Cavanaugh is the founder. Frank, what is the latest over there at Full Metal MAGA?
Well, you know, Owen, I came up with this whole idea basically the first time I was on your show, or when you co-hosted Alex a couple months ago. And the only reason I'm saying that is because all of us have to do that. We have to do whatever we can do. That your idea of going and just having a Trump hat with a camera and someone filming it. You know, if everyone does that, what happened when Donald Trump was elected? There was a political earthquake. And what happened in the ocean? There's a tsunami, and tsunamis come in waves. And the first tsunami came and it got sucked out. And now we're all going to come back politically. Everyone who's getting shut down, and the wave is going to be three times the size the first wave was. That I just want to say that. But with Full Metal MAGA, I was shut down back in 2013 when the guy who I used to be in a band with, he called Alex Jones and anyone in the Tea Party terrorists. And I was like, yo, dude, you're calling, which is ironic because that's what they're doing now. They showed their hand from Hollywood 6 years ago. When that happened, I was basically like completely shut down in the music industry. It was like I had a couple big bands that I was about to play with, and somehow they just stopped talking to me when they found out I was conservative. So I decided that it's time that we all have to fight back in any way that we can. And I feel that what I can do is I can unite people that are libertarian and conservative and classical liberals that have walked away, because that's what I was. I walked away. You have to, like the absurdity that we were talking about before. So I started a thing called Full Metal MAGA. And what it is it's basically a clearinghouse, a meeting place for all of us to meet and share ideas and art and music, because we need to take culture back. We need to take art back. We need to be unafraid. If they're banning memes, it's because they're very scared. And we're all targeted. Since 2013, I've been shadow banned on Facebook. You know, it all came out later, so I'm kind of used to it. Now they're hitting us really hard, but that's okay. That's all right, because in order to get this back, we have to stand up for ourselves. All of us, myself included. I don't want to say all you guys down at InfoWars, but I've been listening to InfoWars since 1998 is when I was first introduced to InfoWars. So I've known about Alex. I've been listening heavily for the last 15 years, and I'm just now coming out. There's a lot of other people like me. There's a lot of artists and musicians, and you know exactly who you're talking about, and you need to come out. It's not going to hurt you already, then you've been hurt, okay? And this is the war is happening. When they take something that is as powerful as Facebook with 2 billion people and make someone non-existent, this is history repeating yourself. And if you're a student of history, you should be very scared right now. You should be very scared. And you should be like me and screaming at the top of your lungs, like Alex has been doing for two decades. So check out FullMetalMAGA.net. Check us out at full_MAGA on Twitter. We're on Facebook and YouTube. And come join us. Let's do this. I'll help you out as much as I can, but you have to do the work. And what's good, what we're doing is, if you're a musician, if you're a producer, if you're a video producer, and you want to show your stuff, it doesn't matter what kind of music it is, we'll put it on the site for free. You just have to have a band camp or some way where I want you guys to generate all your own money and let's go forward. They can't stop us. They own Hollywood. It's a big city. The Chinese own Hollywood now. They don't own Ohio where I'm at. They don't own Austin. Well, they're trying to own Texas, but they don't own where you're sitting right now. And that's how we win. That's how
I just, I love this too, because it's the real way America works, take Donald Trump. You build a fortune, you build an empire, you build a dream, or you, Frank Kavanaugh, you have a rock star lifestyle, you accomplish your goals in the rock and roll dream, you make records, you join the military, and now you're kind of sitting back, you're into farming now, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but you're sitting back and you're looking at all your success and you want to share it. You want other people to have an opportunity to have that success. So you created Full Metal MAGA so people can go share their music with you. And I know that this wasn't your aim. I know that you're looking for, people that are making music and not getting the attention. That's kind of your goal, is to give them a platform at fullmetalmaga.net. But I'm curious, have there been any other, let's say, rock stars or any other famous musicians that have reached out to you? Has there been any curiosity there?
It's funny because there has been, but like I was just talking about, and I kind of went on a little rant and was talking to all of them. They're scared. And I'm not scared. There's a Viking saying about once your reputation is taken away, then there's nothing to be scared about anymore. And they took my reputation away because I'm a libertarian and a conservative. When someone is saying you're a racist, that's a very serious charge. Now they've said it so much that the word has lost, a lot of meaning, but still that's very serious. And what they've done with us on across all social media, slandering and libeling us, assassinating our characters, if we were to be litigious about it and have class action suits where we have, 10,000 people that it's proven through discovery, we want to get the algorithms from Facebook that we've all been shadow banned, that's going to be the destruction of Facebook. Now, one of the men who started Facebook, that came out yesterday, that needs to be broken up. It needs to be broken up. Of course, like I said before, it's awesome to be alive right now because it's unprecedented, which is another thing. It's being a spiritual battle. And I really don't want to go off on a side tangent like this, but Satan is a destroyer and a trickster. He can't create anything. So what's been created is a world wide web that's everywhere, that knows everything, that can hear everything, that has eyes in every house, every building, and it's omnipresent.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because we had Oliver Darcy yesterday saying how he's basically, he admitted he's requesting that Facebook go into WhatsApp, go into Instagram, go into messages. Folks, they're reading your private stuff. They're going through your photos. I mean, they can have access to your phone, people at Facebook. It's all in the terms and conditions.
Infowars.com/show.
Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again. I'm not the only one.
Jeez, Mark. Mark Zuckerberg raping Alex Jones. What the hell's wrong with you, Mark? Why is Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter enjoying it so much? It's weird. Kind of strange, don't you think, that Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter get off to the rape of free speech at Alex Jones? Oh, my God. There's Brian Stelter enjoying the rape. Eating the dead carcass of free speech in America. Congratulations, Brian. You killed free speech and ate the dead carcass. You're an American traitor. You're a Benedict Arnold. You're a piece of scum. And sadly, you're somehow only 32 years old. Hey, look, honestly, for real, Brian, we've got products at InfoWarsStore.com you might need. Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power. I don't know if you've hit the gym in a while. Maybe you need some extra energy, some extra vitality to work off some of those donuts. It's fine. People deal with weight problems. It's not a big deal. I'm not trying to belittle you, Brian. I'm just saying, if you wanted to do some exercise, get in some shape, go to InfoWarsStore.com and try the Cuck Cleanse with Alpha Power and Super Male Vitality. But that's just if Brian Stelter doesn't want to be a cuck. I have a feeling he kind of is into that. All right. Frank Kavanaugh still with us. And I think maybe in the next segment we can squeeze in. We've had some callers that have been holding. So if you guys want to hold for one more segment, we'll take your calls with Frank Kavanaugh on the other side. Frank, you had a funny story regarding censorship, and you're doing some farming out there now. The crew was saying you had a funny story for me. What? Tell me.
Well, Owen, I have a farm, Kavanaugh Music Street Farm, and it's like my family's been farming for 100 years. I didn't grow up farming. I went and did my thing with music. When I was in Iraq, I was like, I want to go back and find a little place in the country and just chill out and live my life. And so I bought a tiny little farm, and I have a CSA here, and I have partners that come in and I grow either vegetables or herbs for them. So there's a place called Cleveland Holistic Co-Lab that I grew their herbs last year, and I'm growing their herbs again this year. And rosemary, lavender, just herbs that they use in their massages and what they do there. And they put they're going to have a workshop out at my farm, which is guided meditation. And also, since it's about to be gardening time, to teach people how to garden. And part of it is weeding, showing you how to weed and how it's good to weed and how it's good to get your hands dirty because there's microbes in the soil that people get a dopamine fix from Facebook, but you also get a dopamine fix when the microbes in the soil interact with the oils on your skin. You feel good. And they put an advertisement on Eventbrite and Instagram, and it said part of it was weeding. And it got shut down. Their accounts got suspended because you're not allowed to try to make money off of cannabis. Now, I am what I am politically. I have friends across the whole political spectrum. And these folks are decidedly leftist. They lean left. And they're like, what do you mean they shut us down for the word weeding? And it was a perfect opportunity for me to be like, so how's censorship? You like that? How do you like the AI that just came in and shut down your business? Imagine when they disagree with you and you're not going to be able to do any ads on Facebook. You're not going to be able to sell tickets to any events. They own everything. It's all one conglomerate. They want us to have chips. I was when you were talking about the chip before, I was trying to look up. It's actually, I remember the prototype was called the Mark 6. You have the chip, they shut your chip off, you're a non-entity like they've already done to Alex. It's biblical. It's crazy. But it was a perfect opportunity to, in a polite, logical, reasonable way where it touches them in their pocketbooks, show people that are not very welcoming of libertarians and conservatives like, wow, this is not cool what's happening.
They don't understand the censorship till it hits them. But, you know, and the other angle of that, too, it's like, really? We're having AI dictate what we can and can't see? And who's making the AI? I mean, exactly. Like, it's like if I'm a mechanic and I'm like, hey, I'll fix your tranny, or hey, you need a new tranny, you know, come on down to my mechanic shop. We'll investigate that tranny and figure it out. And then they say, oh, you said tranny. You're making fun of transsexuals. And they block me for that when I'm just a mechanic. Like, what? I don't even know what a transsexual is.
Yeah, yeah. And that's almost what it is. We're in the United States of absurdia now. The marginalized people are now so loud and proud and woke that all the rest of us were like, you know, we just want to get through life because it's hard enough already. We don't have time to deal with you. They're being so absurd that people are like, we need to like do something about this because this is starting to actually waste our time and it's absurd. You know, watching that lady, that when you were putting posters up, I felt so bad for her. She wants to be a victim so bad, and she doesn't understand that she is a victim in a different way. She's been all of her self-worth and her her ambition has been taken from her because she's told that she has to be a victim, and she's not. Liberty Hangout, Millie Weaver did a thing that I just saw yesterday down at Youngstown University that everyone should check out, because it's people of color and people of color talking about Trump, and in a nice way. You know, I think I've said it before. When you wake up in the morning, a lot of people don't want to wake up. So these people who think they're woke, when they actually get woken up, they're like combative and freak out. And I bet you, Owen, that lady that you talked to earlier, she's going to sit there and think about that for days and days and days. And for sure, it has changed her, because she had a programmed, brainwashed idea of what you were supposed to be and who you were. And you were like, no. You know what a man is? This is a man.
Well, and you know, the amazing thing too is, because you talked about gardening and how you can get a dopamine hit just by being out in nature and gardening. And this is actually a next level thing. There's so many things you brought into my mind. I think that we're actually, I'm just going to put it out there right now. I think we're actually under more weather attacks right now than ever in the history of this country. You don't even see the sun in Austin, Texas anymore. Literally, you never see the sun in this city. We see the sun maybe once a week. That can't be natural, but I digress. What they do now is they've taken away the actual activities that give you a dopamine hit that gets you organically high, like gardening or heck, even sex. And what do? They replace it with a faux version. So you go on the internet and you have a fake garden on Facebook, or you go on a porn site and you watch porn. So you get you still get the dopamine hit that your body needs. But God designed us to get the dopamine hit by engaging in what builds us, farming food, making babies. And so it's like we've had all of these dopamine receptors. Somehow the satellite, if you will, has been moved to this fake synthetic world that gives you a dopamine hit that can be controlled. I mean, they can control that. They can control what access you have to that. And so it's crazy to me to see this. And I think that that's why. But maybe that ends up coming to bite them when they start censoring all these people off social media. Even the left is going to get pissed because they can't get their dopamine hit.
Well, exactly. You look at the internet was invented because remember Rockefeller said, I wish we had never invented the internet. It came back. They were going to have a little eye into all of our lives. But we have a little eye back into theirs too. And we can all share information. So it came back to the law of unintended consequences. Even with globalism, with how they're pushing globalism, like there is a globalism that's happened. Nigel Farage and Paul Watson are not from the United States, but they're freedom fighters and patriots just like us, because of unintended consequences. They're pushing their controlled corporatist banking globalism so much that it's actually created a different globalism. So with them doing this now. And they have gone nuclear because they're so desperate, and that's when they're really dangerous. But it is exactly what you said. It's going to create a huge backlash on them. Because
we'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, I got a couple headlines that I want to hit here before we take a couple phone calls with Frank Kavanaugh. And actually, just pull the music down. Go ahead and just roll this clip for B-roll, clip 26, because I'm going to follow this. But, folks, there is an uprising happening in Iran right now against the current status. Women are removing their hijabs because it's a sign of female oppression. And so White Wednesday is going viral right now, women removing their hijabs. Meanwhile, in the West, a bunch of deranged leftists thinks it's a symbol of women's empowerment. So women in Iran are removing their hijabs in public spaces, doing it on Twitter to make a big fuss. There's an Iranian restart happening. Trump talked about this at length yesterday during a spur of the moment, like 30 to 40 minute kind of press conference. He was taking questions. So there is a real revolution happening in Iran right now. So there's that going on. Transgender people in China are driven to perform self-surgery and deemed as mentally ill. but you don't hear anybody complaining about the slave labor in China, the treatment of people in China, the treatment of Muslims in China, the concentration camps for political dissidents, or the mistreatment of transgenders. It's funny you just ignore all that, but, you know, America's the bad guy. Anti-Zionist imam delivers opening prayers in the U.S. House of Representatives. So you can imagine this is a total anti-Israel imam. And that's fine. If the Democrats want to bring an anti-Israel Jew-hating imam to do a prayer, that's fine. But imagine if you brought, like, a Jewish rabbi in that said something bad about Muslims. It'd be the end of the world. Debate rages in Egypt as Christian women told to cover up. So now Christian women are being forced to don the symbol of female oppression, the hijab, in areas of Egypt where the Muslim Brotherhood, I guess, is in charge. This is from the New York Times. You can't even believe this. Was I right to call the cops on a black man breaking into a car? And the story goes, I mean, this individual caught a thief breaking into cars, stealing crap, called the cops, and it happened to be a black man, and then afterwards they felt bad. So you called the cops on a thief, and then you felt bad. What, who cares what color their skin is? Oh, a bunch of deranged leftists. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I should almost tell this story about what happened to me today when I went to get the staple gun, because it's like the same crap. I won't even say it. This is such a clown world. James Comey says Donald Trump will be indicted after his presidency. James Comey, you'll be in jail. Robert Mueller is not going to testify next week. We'll see if the media cries foul on that. Pam Klein, I don't know who this is, or excuse me, Pam Keith. I don't know if she's a representative or something from Florida, but she says this. Ladies, stop having sex with conservative men. Total complete sex boycott. Don't let them anywhere near you. Give them the hand and keep moving. Well, there's so many different responses I could have to this. But first of all, I love how this woman thinks she controls all women. Second of all, you know what? I'm just going to leave that there. That's just total derangement. The U.S. trade war with China. Get ready for the media to take China's side on this. China has been destroying us on trade. China has engaged in trade war against the U.S. for 50 freaking years. Finally, the United States is fighting back, and somehow that's now a trade war. All right. Oh, and Cory Booker says that thoughts and prayers are bullcrap. Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's take a couple calls with Frank Kavanaugh. Let's go to Ash calling in from Ohio. Go ahead, Ash. You're on the air.
Hey, Owen. I know how it's going, and I know how you're doing. I have one quick plug and a point to make, like I told the caller. I do believe it was Savannah. Quick plug. Super Silver Wound Gel. Everybody has got to get it, too, because I work at a foundry. You're going to get burnt. You're going to get cut, and I do all the time. I got a cut on my finger, put a little dab on it, wrapped a Band-Aid, did that 3 days in a row, and it worked super, super better than the Neosporin over the counter, that crap.
No, exactly. It really is a must-have. That's like what I was saying. We have all these great products at InfoWars Store we don't even talk about. Yeah, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is like a must-have in your home, must-have in your first aid kit. Just 110%, you got to have it.
Oh, yeah, you got to have at least one, two, maybe three. Oh, hell, just get 10. And then the point, it was about names, and you will understand this, because we all know what your full name is. People call in and say your name, and then you get pissed off about it. And I don't blame you, because I go by Ash or JP, and it's preferred by the person. You know, I know you as Owen. You are Owen. It fits you. Your first name, it doesn't really fit you. And that's my point on the names. And like I told Savannah, it really irritates me. On that point, I'm out.
All right. There you go, Ash. Let's hear from Frank on any of that or any of the news that I just mentioned there. Frank, you got anything?
I want to talk about what's going on in Iran right now. We all know about Iran. When that happened, I was 10 years old. The mainstream media is not going to let that out. It's just like the last shooting where it was two leftists. They're not going to push that. But if we all do that, hey, do you know about this? Do you know about that? Do you know about the Iran thing that's going on? Did you see this representative that's saying, you know, don't give intimacy to your partner if they're a conservative? I mean, what's going on in Iran? People want to know about that. And we need to support that. the absurdity that's going on with the left, just the more you bring it out every day, every day, every day, more and more. And it, the great thing is that a lot of these people that this that have Trump derangement syndrome, once they have a freak out like that, it changes a lot of them.
No, that's because true, especially when they see it on camera.
Yeah. when you actually see yourself, you know, unfortunately, making a bassoon, you know, a buffoon out of yourself, then that's an inside joke with my kids. it's really which is great, because how society used to be, there'd be confrontations. You know, we would get out and we would interact with each other. It's something that when I was watching you guys earlier, you know, the instant gratification that's going on right now, where people are raised on Hollywood. That's all they do. And they think they think it's Die Hard. And if you're Bruce Willis, you can go through all that, you know, or it's like Fast and Furious. You can wreck your car a bunch of times and the tires won't blow out. But so then they go out into society and that lady did it with you. You know, she starts freaking out. Where's my
Instagram? And by the way, you know, after that, we went and hung posters for about maybe 30 minutes or so. We came back. She was gone. So she may have had that moment just right there moments after we left even. So yeah. So it's definitely true. It's happened before. We've had people call in and admit that. Let's take one more call before we sign off today. Terry in Massachusetts. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Owen.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was calling Owen because I was really disturbed by that video of that woman. And I wanted to tell you that it's absolutely not your fault. I've lived in Massachusetts my whole life, and I've come in contact with exact people like that about stupid things like, you know, being in the grocery store. And what I wanted to tell you is that these women, it's not that they're victims, it's that they just haven't been awakened yet. They don't realize, you know, that they have more to offer the world than what they think.
And but, you know, think about the derangement, too, because it goes next level. I mean, that lady, she's lived a long enough life where, I mean, I don't feel bad giving her a hard time. I mean, some of these college students, you know, they're young. They can kind of, you know, they have a chance to reform. But, you know, when you're that old, you got a family, you've chosen that path. But, you know, I think the sick thing here, Frank, too, that I realize when I see that lady and I see the people walking by encouraging her behavior, you know, it makes me realize she could have literally been like stabbing me. I mean, she could have been beating my ass and they would have walked by and cheered it on. I mean, that's the level that they've gone to. They're in this. I mean, they're all in this devil death cult together. So they got to support one another. So it's like, yeah, they see one of their deranged people acting insane. They know they have to come to the defense because that's what they want to do.
Shame on them. Shame on them. That's one of their main weapons is shame. They're going to dox you. You need to start shaming them back. Shame on them. They need it. That, you know, I shared on my personal Facebook where I try to keep politics off of it, an InfoWars thing. And I have over 1,000 friends and I got one comment on it. I would usually have like 150 comments, like a whole political battle, and I'm completely shut down. And it's because I'm shaming them. Like, you have to point out to your leftist friends, shame on you. They're fake liberals. They don't even have the right to call themselves fake news, fake everything. They're fake liberals. They're exactly opposite of what they're used to.
Yeah, everything is deception with these people. I mean, that's what I was saying yesterday. It was like, when you really start to analyze these people, every layer, and you peel back their layers, every layer is fraudulent. Every layer is based on a false narrative. It's really sick. That does it for the War Room. Thanks so much to Frank Cavanaugh for joining us. You stay classy, Info Warriors.